proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
After the 7 days of tabernacle comes one final 8th day of solemn assembly, as read in Leviticus 23:36. The rabbis have expanded this to become known as Simchat Torah, rejoicing in the law. This is a time of unbridled joy filled with spirited singing and dancing, where decorum is waived because it is the conclusion of their annual Bible reading. They're rejoicing that God has given them the law, and they conclude the annual reading of Deuteronomy 34 and begin again in the book of Genesis. They take the scrolls, the actual handwritten scrolls, just as in the days of Jesus, and march around the synagogues, many kissing the actual Torah, and every man having the opportunity to aliyah, come up to the bima, the platform, and to read from the Torah. I once witnessed a parade in Tel Aviv where they paraded down the streets with a Torah scroll, rejoicing. And even though there is all this rejoicing that they have the Torah, yet I am so keen to remember the words of Amos in Amos 8:11. Behold, of the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And oh, how this is so true today. The Jews read the Bible, the Torah, the first 5 books of Moses, the Old Testament, but they don't hear the spiritual message. Isaiah 53, verse 1, Isaiah asks the question, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? What's sad to know is, today Isaiah 53 is not read in the synagogues. They have actually chosen to omit this. Reading from an article found at oneforisrael.org, it says the 17th century Jewish historian Raphael Levi admitted that long ago the rabbis used to read Isaiah 53 in synagogues, but after the chapter caused, quote, arguments and great confusion, the rabbis decided that the simplest thing would be to just take the prophecy out of the readings in the synagogue. That's why today, when they read Isaiah 52, they stop in the middle of the chapter, and the week after, they jump straight to Isaiah 54. And so we see, they have come to reject Jesus and reject the New Testament. I read the words of Jesus in John chapter 5, where he said, and ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another come in his own name, him you will receive. How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? So let's pray that we can go to our Jewish friends and share the good news of Jesus with them so that they can rejoice in the Lord always.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.